Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you?
Harley?
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to episode 145 of the Staller Podcast.
144, you big dope.
45.
Is it?
44.
This is what I say to you.
44, yeah. I said that.
What the fucking say to you? I told you like 2 seconds before you went in. You have a memory like a fucking goldfish.
What?
You have a memory. How do you test the memory of a goldfish? Who's testing it? Like,
that's a myth.
They're playing like the ball under the cup game with a goldfish.
Then they like, I don't know, I was going to say, does that happen in Finding Nemo? But that's a clownfish, isn't it?
It is.
And they have a big memory, so I believe.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you see, speaking of wildlife, David Attenborough is at the dying.
What?
You just hearing this now?
Yeah.
David Attenborough died.
When?
Like 2 days ago.
2 days ago?
Yeah. Why do you find this so unbelievable? The man was like 150 years old. He was a fossil. Yes, he died.
No, he didn't.
He did. Do you not know either?
David Attenborough. Sir David Attenborough,
definitely
the BBC broadcaster.
Yeah, yeah.
He is alive.
Google him.
I just did. Just to be sure, because I thought I was going mad. He is alive. What are you talking about? Where'd you get this from?
Moira told me David Attenborough died. This is like the saying in Big Brother where he's like, David's dead. What?
If David Attenborough died, the fucking world would stop. Everybody would be talking about it.
I thought everyone did know about it.
When you said that there, I was like, this must have happened like 60 seconds
ago. Yeah, I was like, he's got a push notification outside. That's what's happened here. 2 days ago.
Did you not get
I haven't looked at my phone in 15 minutes. Maybe that happened. And I was like, 2 days ago.
I think he's dead.
Well, you're wrong.
No, I think he's dead.
Ah, this is the same logic
on,
that lets
on this
you
one
win.
You're wrong. Yeah. He's not dead.
I don't trust your Google. I kind of want to Google him myself.
Okay, here. Look, I just put in Attenborough. What comes up?
The day he was born.
Attenborough into Google News. What's the top result?
Sir David Attenborough dies at 97.
That's not what it says. They're different words to what you read out.
It's not. That's kind of, you read between the lines.
Do you want a glass of water?
What was that? That second line was talking about he quadruples his wages. At the age of 97, he's 97.
Some age.
He's 90. What's keeping him alive? What's he running on?
Wildlife.
Good vibes, Joe. Positive
voice,
thoughts.
Positive energy.
Yeah.
Don't talk to
a great
me about
voice.
Positive energy. I'm all about positive energy now that I'm into the crystals.
He probably has.
Did you bring it with you?
I have my crystal with
one.
Me now.
The key to living long is carrying around tarmac in your pocket.
Live long and prosper with a lump of tarmac.
Did you get much support from the public over your crystal stance?
Don't you know it? I'm always getting messages of fucking someone sent
I got a lot of support, yeah.
You did?
I had a lot of messages thanking me for holding you to account.
Really, yeah? Ah, fuck. I just got one saying, I think you'll like this book. I'm not going to read that book.
Yeah, because now you're a soft touch now.
Right, do you want to see this magical rock that came from space?
Yeah. You've seen it last week, no?
No, I haven't seen this. Have you seen this before?
Yeah, were we not doing this last week? Oh, you didn't have it with you last? Okay, no, okay.
Yeah. So, now look at you with your closed mind.
Doesn't it look like a piece
open
of...
Open your third eye.
Shit. A piece of dog poo.
It does, yeah. It looks like...
And tarmac.
It looks like sheep poo.
Sheep poo.
That's what that looks like.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen sheep poo.
A little bit of sheep shite.
But like with little bits of green glass in it.
Is that held together with sellotape in the middle?
It's not sellotape. That's the crystal.
It looks like
really crystals, man.
It looks like
Oh, do you feel the energy? Do you feel the energy? Do you feel that? Feel the vibration?
Give us a little feel of that. It's more like a little bullet.
It has got sellotape on it.
It's not.
Why'd you put sellotape on it?
It's not sellotape.
What is that then?
Let us hold it.
That's the crystal. Realization of it. What are you smelling it for? It's just gonna smell like me pocket.
Imagine we all held it. We all held it and turned into the monsters from Space Jam.
That would be pretty
cool. Not getting anything.
You have to close your eyes and keep an open mind and pour something out to the universe. Put something out to the universe, something positive that you want to happen.
It is getting warm though.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's in my hand.
Can you feel the vibration?
No.
Feel the vibration in your fingers?
Not vibrating. Let's put it down on a high.
Can I channel something?
Like now, other people aren't really supposed to be touching it, but I'll allow it this time.
I'm trying to manifest colourful cigarette boxes.
Navy. You probably have. Now, you probably did manifest it, but in my universe, you didn't.
I'll check. No, still brown.
Still brown?
Yeah.
Well, brown is a colour. Brown and white and yellow. Oh, they weren't yellow before. They're yellow now.
Here you go.
Get your hands off me, rocks.
Get your rocks on, honey.
do 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 do.
We auditioned for an ad.
We did audition for an ad.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go on.
As a fox and an owl.
Cartoon fox and then a cartoon owl.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And we're like, all right, man.
What's the story?
You little fox.
Shut up, you little tick.
It wasn't like that, but...
Not the man.
It's an owl and a fox.
It was an audition kind of thing, you know what I mean? We went in, we done like a voice.
We won't say what it's for now.
No, we won't say what it was for. But what I found weird about it...
GDPR, isn't it? I have to fill that form out, actually.
You kind of go into these things thinking, oh, we already have that. Like, you know, they're asking us in just to kind of show people what we have. Or, do you know what I mean? But then they brought us up to get our coats when we were leaving. And there was two people sitting there waiting to go in after us.
Did you recognise them?
Yeah, we knew them.
One of them has a podcast here.
Yeah, one of them has a podcast there. So you kind of
Mark
feel...
Megan.
No. Would have been good though. Would have done a
but
good
you
job.
Just, you feel dirty then. You're like, oh, I just feel used.
Who has a podcast?
It's like, I feel like a little one night stand or something. And yeah. Then you just walk past the real lover.
That's insensitive of them to leave them sitting inside for you to see.
I don't think...
Were the other people more talented than you?
It's subjective.
In their
it's
own.
It's subjective.
Yeah, in their own, yeah. Right, yeah, yeah.
It's very humble of you. How long ago was this audition?
Tuesday.
Oh.
Tuesday, yeah.
Hope lives on.
Yeah.
It was an early one.
Oh, yeah?
It was an early start, that, yeah. Acting the owl. Oh, I was the owl. He was the fox.
Acting the owl.
Oh, it's a bit of crack.
That's a
bit. The director was the same director that directed Hunky Dory's ad.
Oh, well then.
By coincidence. So, if you like me screaming at Chris, well, you're going to love me as an owl.
And I'll be there too.
There's always a stupid one on the podcast.
Two things I think we need to talk about this week. Two significant moments in both of your lives.
Yeah.
Have occurred in the past few days.
I brought Toffee Yum Yums back.
Did you?
Did you?
Huh? No, I didn't. Little.
Huh?
Okay.
So, Joe.
Go on.
So, you... your short film. It happened.
It fucking happened.
Tell us.
Stumbled across the line.
Oh yeah?
Stumbled across the line. It was a 3-day shoot, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And it was kind of a case where anything that could go wrong would go wrong. The weather was shy for the outside shots. Smoke alarms were going off. Gas inspectors had to come out and schedules were falling out. And there's a kid on set, Cole, who plays the main character. He was a rock star. Yeah. I cried twice on set.
Ooh.
Two times.
Yeah.
Behind the monitor, looking at the scenes play out. One time, we were in a flat. It's kind of like the final scene of the film. We were in a flat, and Cole, it's a very emotional scene, and there's shouting and crying and stuff like that, and there's medics and stuff involved. And the girls that were standing outside because the set was too full, they heard what was going on inside, and they were crying. Like, it's just fucking...
Wow.
If it comes across on screen how... I cannot wait to see it edited. I don't want to give too much away. Will I say what it's about?
Why not?
Okay. It's a mother.
Line.
Yeah, I'll give a quick synopsis. It's a film, short film, based in the 90s about a mother and a child. And the premise of the film is the mother spends the whole day in the pub with the child. And it's the whole idea of the normalization of childhood neglect in the 90s and how romanticised it is that you just put a child in the corner and give them a packet of Tato's and a glass of Coke and a lucky bag or whatever, keep them quiet. And it was simple at times, you know what I mean? Just a bit like, that's how it was, like, you know what I mean? That's how it was. But the reality of it is that that kind of shapes our relationship with alcohol, I think, or mine at least, and I think most people. But it's also to reflect on the social complicity of it all as well, because everyone just watched on. There was people that knew it was wrong, but there was no accountability. No one was held to account at the time, like, and said, bring that bleeding child home. You're not having another point, go home.
Mm.
Taxi drivers would pick people up and they'd drop them off to different parties and houses with kids in the back. And that neglect from the parents also comes from a source of trauma and their relationship with alcohol from their parents. And it's kind of the hand-down learned relationship of alcohol. So it's a little bit of a reflection on all of that. So it's heavy as fuck. But it's a bit of crack as well in moments. It's just a big ball of heart. It's just so much heart and then niceness and nostalgia. And it's so well shot. Jonathan Lambert, who shot Free Gaff with us and a bunch of other stuff online, he directed it. It's funny how I wrote it was, I was writing a comedy song about something completely different. And there was a line in the comedy song that reminded me of this story. And I was like, fuck, that'd be a good story. And I just got out the software and I just started typing away on the, and it came out in like 2 hours. Literally puked it up. And I was like, that's fucking, I was emotional when I was writing it. And I was like, fuck, that's kind of exciting. And I wanted to.
Does it come from a place of experience?
I mean,
just from seeing it, not even at that happening to you, or just like,
I mean, yeah, I lived it to an extent, like, you know what I mean? There's definitely liberties taken with it for dramatic purposes to make a good film. But yeah, like, you know what I mean? Sitting in pubs was a big part of my childhood.
Like, I would have seen a lot of that now. I could relate to that in the terms of like working in the pub.
Yeah.
And seeing like kids become like teenagers and then young adults, and by seeing their sport, like, do you know that way?
Yeah, yeah.
Just in the pub every day. It's a mad one.
It is mad. Some kids are fucking raised in the pub.
Yeah.
Because it's probably a nice, a pub could be a prettier environment for a mother, a family, a child, rather than sitting at home. Like, who knows what the home life is like. So it might be more comfortable for people to be in pubs.
Get out the Game Boy there.
Yeah.
Colour a few drawings.
Yeah, do it.
And a bookie docket.
There's a lovely scene in it where he gets the lucky bag and he's told to shut up and get in the corner, basically.
Do they still have them?
Lucky bags, yeah.
Are these
lucky
the classic yellow? That's so far down
on it. So, little rock. Skater on it with the helmet and the knee pads and the elbow pads. Oh, deadly, man.
Anyway.
But there's a little paper in it that you colour, and it's of kids out in a playground kind of frolicking, and he's colouring in this image of what his childhood should be.
Mm.
And he's doing it in this environment, which is really powerful as well.
When do we get really to see it? Stuff.
I don't know. I want to get it into, I want to, you know, it's self-funded because I didn't want to wait around to get funding, because I want to get it into the Galway Film Festival. And the deadline for that is the end of May. The start of May. So we have April to edit it. So I'll give you a cheeky preview when we have a cut of it.
Can't wait to see it, yeah.
Yeah.
We get the popcorn now and the tissues.
I'll be chasing your tail. You already put in for the flat, didn't you?
Mm.
Fair play to you.
Ah, look at us, huh? Look at us going neck and neck.
Making the elves. Making the films.
So there's Joe reaching for the stars, whereas Darren has
reached the stars.
Achieved.
Has reached
stratospheric.
Doesn't get any bigger, lad.
Wow.
Can we, it's just, do you want to tell us what your new title is? You are officially now.
Well, first of all, I'll say that kind of don't really have to talk to you anymore.
As he's saying this, can we put like crowds underneath him or something? Like, it's got like he's saying this at a gala speech. Like, this is his award speech.
This is your acceptance speech to the people.
Okay, so one would say that I'm a bit of a big dick now. And
would one?
Sorry?
One would say.
I said people would say.
Go on.
Like a couple.
Yeah. I'm sorry for interrupting. I interrupted.
Who are you from the crowd shouting that up anyway?
Sorry, I'm heckling.
You're heckler.
Go on.
And I'd also like to thank the fellow nominees and everyone that was nominated.
Can you tell us? Sorry.
Is that me doing a fucking acceptance speech?
I just wanted you to tell us what your new title is. You are officially
Best Dublin Celebrity.
The best Dublin. Bono is from Dublin.
As determined by you, the public. Wasn't in my hands.
Who else
wasn't
is from
in any family members' hands. It wasn't
the
fixed
best.
Because I'm in the same building as the awards. It wasn't fixed. I don't know. The public.
Bono,
the public.
Geldof. Jim Sheridan.
And who gave you your award?
Brian Dowland and Suzanne.
Oh, that's nice. Kane. Fellow colleagues.
Suzanne Kane, yeah.
Kane, yeah.
Yeah, fellow colleagues. Did we not see you on the lift today?
So there's a lot of Dublin celebrities, like as Owen just listed off.
Colin Farrell.
Yeah, Colin Farrell.
Oscar Wilde.
Actually, I never told you that I've seen Colin Farrell.
At this award?
No.
In your wake?
I've seen Colin Farrell, right? Uh-huh. At the Tree Arena. He's passing by in his car and Jer was in the car with us. He's like, Colin! Colin Farrell looks over and Jer goes, you legend! He's like, thanks, man. And Jer just looked at me and went, I don't normally do that. I feel like a bit of a dope. I was like, yeah, well, little penguin. That's the penguin.
Stressful environment. I want to hear more about the award ceremony. So, right, bullshit aside, you won 98FM's Best of Dublin.
The Best
award
of Dublin award category. Best of Dublin celebrity.
Best Dublin celebrity. Brendan Gleeson. James Joyce.
He'd have a show. I was up against everyone in Dublin. The public had the vote. They voted for me.
Bram Stoker.
Fuck off.
He's big celebrity, yeah. He's big. Pretty big. Conor McGregor.
He's pretty big. Yeah. Where the fuck is everyone?
Hey, fellas.
The best thing you got out of that film was a meme.
Yeah. Many of them.
Many memes. I'd love a meme.
Aidan Gillen.
Like, Aidan Gillen. Did you just Google Dublin celebrities?
And the thing about that is, you don't know them off the top of your head. So
Cillian Murphy lives here now, so he probably would have been eligible.
Oh, he's a Corkonian.
We can check with the people in 98.
He's not a dub, though.
He lives here, though. He has for a few years. He
just lives here. He's not a dub.
Naturalised.
He'd probably tell you that himself. He's not a dub. Don't call me a dub. Call me from Cork.
So did you have
Louis Walsh?
Oh, Louis.
Don't say my fucking name.
Jedward.
Yeah.
There's only one award there. You can't give them both them.
Codeline.
Codeline. Picture this. Oh,
they're a dem.
Kildare, I think.
Kildare, that's true, yeah. That is true, actually, yeah.
Roddy Doyle. Colin Meaney.
Mm-hmm.
Imelda May.
I feel like you're kind of saying all this to me.
Damien Dempsey.
In the sense of...
Damien Dempsey.
Damien Dempsey, yeah.
I feel like you're saying all this to me in the sense of, like, you definitely shouldn't have won that.
No. I'm just saying, look at all the people who... You're the
very famous
best.
People.
You're the best.
As determined by the public
in Dublin,
and have the awards at home for it.
Medals on the table, lads.
I tell you, I took it in my stride. I was happy with that now. I went up like a pig in shite. I was like, give me that.
You were saying earlier, though, it was a nice feeling.
It was.
Tell me why.
I'm the best celebrity in Dublin, isn't it? Oh, stop.
Did you give a speech?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Did you?
I gave a speech, yeah.
Oh, can we hear it?
Was this the big one? Was this was this the big award that's like, you know, at the best film?
The one at the end, it was the last award.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I was...
This is like, you're like the...
The one before me was like best...
Hairdresser.
Field, hairdresser. Hair, fucking...
Best, running, taxi, best taxi
sports
driver.
Club. And then it was like best Dublin celebrity. How was it going? Yeah, all right.
Why didn't you bring the award in?
I feel like you slagged me.
No.
We'll slag it anyway.
Let's tell you what, you bring in one of your awards, I'll bring in one of my awards.
And Joe will bring in, oh.
You'll bring in a little.
I'll bring in me rock.
Yeah.
I'll manifest an award.
Joe will have an Oscar this time next year, so.
That's it. That's the plan. That's the plan, anyway. That's the plan. I want to know your speech. What was the process? Walk me through what the event was, will you? So you went with Amy.
I went with Amy.
Okay. And, well, honourable shout out to Diffney's who dressed you.
Dressed me, yeah.
Okay.
Literally.
Pulled your pants up, like.
Yeah, came to the gaff.
Brian Kerr.
Fuck off.
What's that?
Another Dublin celebrity.
Robbie Keane.
Samantha Mumba.
Yeah, pretty famous.
Kelly Harnedon.
Famous, yeah, also.
Larry Mullen.
I thought we were going to say Larry Murphy.
Larry Murphy.
Yeah, Larry Murphy, yeah, yeah. Also famous for the wrong reasons.
So you got dressed and you went to, where was it?
It was in the Dean Townhouse on Harcourt Street.
Did you get a taxi
hotel.
There?
I got a jammer.
You got a jammer there. And did you tell the taxi driver where you were going?
I got in the taxi and I said, how are you doing? I'm heading up to the Dean House Hotel there, Dean Townhouse. I'm the best.
And did he say, where the fuck are you going?
I said,
the Dean Town Downhouse, the house down.
And then he said, are you going to the Dean? I was like, yeah. Yeah, bring us there. Bring us there. Yeah, bring me there, man.
And did he say, he's out for the night, he is? Did he say any of that? Did he? Look, I want to know if you were like.
No, the taxi man.
Humbly saying.
The taxi man was not interested in anything that was happening.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. Right, so then you get to the Dean.
I get to the Dean.
So, red carpet?
Now, so no red
paparazzi?
No, no, no. None of that.
Not, did you not realise that it's the. Not you that you've been nominated for. Like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, I know. It was just. I couldn't believe it, to be honest.
Right.
So I feel like the two of you just absolutely love putting all of these things to me and me just like giving you the absolute
this is like
do you know your man fucking that fella that's behind the Howard Stern show and they're like what's 2 plus 2 and he's like BMW. You know. Beetlejuice, is it?
No,
this is like the Lord Mayor stuff and all that and Charlestown and the apocalypse and so on. Yeah, we
but I feel dumb like.
No, he's just, this is very different. He's just because he asked you your questions, it's not, he's asking you what you did last night. It's very different.
you're putting stuff on to me. Yeah. You're putting meanings to the question.
Oh no.
Where were we at?
BMW.
So there was no red carpet.
Spell BMW. It's like W. What else? Just W. No red carpet. I was outside having a smoke. Couple of drags. Flick it away. Stand on it.
Just to stay in character.
Just to stay in character. Took my trousers off. Put a pair of shorts on.
just to stay in character.
No, I got in. There was a... You got like a little badge that had your name and category.
You had the category in your name?
Yeah.
No, no.
I put the lanyard in the pocket because I'm not going to walk around best Dublin celebrity. Who does he think he is?
Okay.
Well, that's what I am.
Humble.
That's who I think I am.
Humble, but you
I'm too
know.
Humble for these badges. And there was Prosecco there. I tell you, Amy, pouring through all that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good for her.
Yeah. I had good a Guinness. Had three Guinness. A couple of Jemsons and ginger ales.
Oh, yeah.
Then it was tiered seating.
Was it in like a big ballroom?
Did you go to the PlayStation thing in the Dean House?
No.
You didn't go to that. It was in that room.
Oh,
it's like
okay.
Downstairs.
Is the Dean House where Sophie's is? Where the swing is? Where your woman fell off the swing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ah, okay. I'm with you. So it wasn't tables. It was tiered seating.
Seating, yeah.
So who was the host?
Are you like trying to construct a mental image?
Yeah. I'm trying to...
He likes to know. He gets to like...
I'm trying to get into it a little bit. How many categories was there?
I'm going to say 12.
Okay. Was that a lot?
Yeah, it was six each half.
Did you keep going for the piss?
I went for two.
Did you feel like a big deal?
No, not really.
What about when you won?
Yeah.
They announced the winner, Darren Conway. You stand up and you see.
I got a photo with Brian Dowling and Suzanne.
You went up onto the stage?
Onto the stage, got the award. And then they said, "Say, do you want to say a quick speech there?" And I went up and I was like, yeah.
What'd you say?
And I said... So, Jase, I haven't worn a suit since me convo. Little one-liner at the start.
Boom, on your side.
Sella, fella thinks he's a comedian. Why not do a bit of comedy? Huh. Then it went from...
Shout out to Diffney's.
I said, yeah, shout out to Diffney, yeah. Mary Street, hooked me up with a suit. Nice, isn't it? All that. And then I said, I'd like to thank Amy, first of all, who's down there, got a big pop.
Lovely.
And the pop ended, silent. And then I said, for pushing me out the door, every day and saying, get out there and pay for that fucking wedding. They loved that as well. That was great.
That's a good one.
Well,
that's a good one.
And then I said, shout out to all the nominees in all the categories. Well done, blah, blah, blah. Thanks for this. And then I said, I'll leave you on this now.
Oh.
Yup, Finglas.
Ooh, did that get a cheer? A
few Finglas heads in there from Erin's Island. That they were all like, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Nice. Divided the room though, but nice.
And then I said, yup, I said. And they said, yup, he said.
Did you say, wreck the fucking gaff? And did he wreck the gaff?
I didn't say that.
No.
I stopped talking to everyone then at that point because I was like, don't talk to me anymore.
Short and sweet.
Don't talk to me anymore. Look at this crystal fucking award. Don't talk to me.
That's a real crystal.
That's real crystal.
That's a real life-changing crystal.
Yeah,
that's like temporary crystal.
That's the crystal you want for manifesting, man.
Yeah,
that's
man.
A big L.
Did you manifest that?
Yeah, man. You've never said that. Yeah, man.
Did you manifest that award?
No. Yeah.
Must be.
Yes.
How has it changed your life? Do you feel different now?
In a way, yeah.
Hmm.
I feel more Dublin celebrity.
Yeah.
Best one out of all the names you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Think you deserved it. You've been knocking around for a while now.
Knocking around a while.
A long time. It's nice to be recognised.
I'm ripping the piss, by the way, with me persona here about saying, oh, look at me, big dick. Blah.
Yeah,
well. Obviously, the listeners know that? Do the listeners? I don't want that happening.
I feel like... We'll put it in the bullet points in the description. Darren's only joking when he says that he has a big dick.
Big dick means just one of them.
Yeah.
Up for the header.
Well, you've been knocking around a long time. It's nice to be recognised.
Mm-hmm.
Good feeling.
It was nice.
Overnight.
Lots of nice compliments as well, like off people that were nominated and said that they were bashing the vote button for us, and it was just nice.
Broke the phone.
Broke the phone, yeah.
And then where'd you go afterwards?
I'll tell you, we won't fucking talk about that.
Oh, no.
No, yeah. I went to Coppers.
Cop off face, Jack.
First time ever.
Darren's first time in Coppers.
The smoking area is indoors. You knew that?
No.
I told you earlier.
You told me earlier, yeah.
Did you know that?
I didn't.
If you showed up in time, you'd hear these stories before we came in here.
I was over at the bar and I seen this fella smoking beside the bar, like a little bit down, but in the same room. And he's smoking. I'm like, he's getting fucked out. This fella's at the light and smoking. Not one of them, like he's bleeding locked or something. He's just like, where am I light to smoke? Whatever. I said, he's getting fucked out. Someone's going to come and fuck him out. And he just kept smoking. And then I looked down, someone else is smoking. I'm like, these are all going to get thrown out any minute. And I said to the security guard, where's the smoking area? And he's like, just there. indoors. Is it again? There's like ventilation up there, and like it's the same room.
That's weird. It's like it's the old days.
I felt like, where do I even flick the smoke? What do I do? There's no ashtrays. Like, just throw it on this like lovely varnished floor.
It's a bit weird.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Well, I only stayed for a little bit.
It's like Burger King. Do you remember Burger King had a smoking area in it, but it just used to be the other side of the restaurant?
Yeah.
With a few tinfoil ashtrays.
Yeah.
The table, like, disgusting. The short film that we were filming, obviously it's the 90s, and 2 days of it was filmed in a pub. So there's a lot of smoking in the pub going on. So we had to cover up the
alarms.
The alarms and stuff like that. But it's so fucking
socks very
weird.
Good. You used to do that in hotel rooms back in the day.
Socks.
Put a sock over the open smoke in the bed.
Well experienced.
I'm not paying 150 quid for this.
What a luxury. In the Dane Hotel with a sock over the alarm.
In your jocks. Like that. Best celebrity in Dublin, I am.
But it was stinging the eyes. Like, everyone had the smokes out in the pub. Like, and they were only the fake ones, the honey rose yolks. But like, it still stings the eyes. And I still feel like my skin smells like cigarettes.
Remember we had them on Freegaff for that Harry Potter sketch. The herbal ones.
They herbal?
Like herbal or sweet kind of, maybe them ones that you mentioned. But they make you feel sick.
I think not any smokes make you feel sick.
No, the real ones don't. Unless you're only starting now.
They don't. The real ones are bleeding lovely, man.
No, the real ones are tops, like. Tops.
Disgusting, man.
Yeah, no, the real ones are what you want. Does the damage, like.
Yeah.
If you're looking for the damage, get the real ones.
So that was fucking last night.
That was last night.
Fresh.
Pulled myself up out of bed this morning.
Yep.
Proper, like, had mm-hmm. to.
Dedication. Mm. To prepare for the live show.
Prepare for the live show.
April 6th, if you don't have
I'll bring
tickets.
The award. You want me to bring the award?
Oh, yeah.
Act the big dick.
Yeah.
We can recreate your speech.
I'll just say, okay, I'm here now. Yeah. I'm going to do the speech again because this is air show and I'll do what I want.
Yes.
Because obviously I have the title of blah, blah, blah. No news coverage though.
That really? That's so strange.
This wasn't like picked up.
Maybe RTA or, no.
I didn't get a push notification last night, which I found strange.
You didn't? And like, there was lots with Cillian Murphy and that, like when he won an Oscar. It was just a bit...
Yeah, it's a bit poxy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit weird. No news coverage at all. Like,
nobody camped outside the gaffs this morning, no?
No.
Nobody like, knocking on the door?
I had a couple of shorts ready to go for them. I'd sign them for them, like, and give them, like, hats and...
Would it be nice now?
You know, just like... You just think, you know, when you win an award like that, that your life is just going to change.
Yeah, in my head, I imagine.
Oh, I fucking broke it.
I'm you know, at the end of it.
No, you have to. The best. What does it even mean? The best. The best at what? The best at just being a celebrity.
The best at being a celebrity.
The best celebrity. What the fuck? Like the best Spice Bag. Yeah, I get
it's
that.
Like who has the most Getty images on Google?
The best celebrity. Oh, what's the criteria?
Just being sound. Public vote, man. People
I love
it. The people wanted it.
Get I love it. I'm delighted. I can't believe I shared a podcast with the best celebrity in Dublin.
As voted by you, the public. I'll say it one more time, yeah.
That crystal is paying for itself.
Oh.
Which wouldn't take a lot because it cost about 7 quid.
3 quid.
3 quid.
It was what? Actually 4 quid, but I took the sticker off because it was handwritten.
What, your crystal?
Yeah.
What do you mean it's paying for itself?
Just look, how long have you had that crystal?
A week.
And he's hanging around with Dublin's best celebrity.
I manifested it, boys. The universe.
He wanted it to be Barry, but
I'll take what I can get.
If the nomination came in and I got it, I suppose.
Maeve Binchy.
Okay.
Katrina O'Sullivan. Hey, Katrina O'Sullivan came. I put out a call out for extras for the short film.
Oh yeah.
On my Instagram, loads of people came. People that I don't know, like very few people that I do know actually came, which I just thought was interesting. So I'd know anyway. But I got a message from Katrina O'Sullivan, who wrote the book Poor, that I love, that I've been hammering on about. And I was like, are you fucking joking? I would love you to come. So Katrina O'Sullivan plays a little tiny cameo role
deadly.
In the short film.
Deadly.
Which is exciting.
So I have that title now, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I always said to you, what would it take to get on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? Considering the title is kind of there now.
Yeah. Dublin's Best Celebrity.
Yeah. It's there.
Yeah.
Is it out of the realm of possibilities? To get on and eat some kangaroo balls.
I think the sky's the limit. You can eat kangaroo's balls all you want now that you're Dublin's best celebrity. Yeah. Just head down to Mortuary. One of them shops probably sell it.
right beside the crystals.
Right beside the crystals.
Did they bring you any positive energy? Kangaroo balls?
Certain type of energy. You'd be hopping around the place. Yee-hoo.
Oh, stop. Good bit of crack, though, isn't it?
It's
nice to get out on a night out in the town and win an award for best Dublin celebrity.
On a Wednesday.
What else would be doing on a Wednesday? I suppose I fucking watched the Champions League or something.
And we were at the RTS Awards as well.
Yeah.
And we lost.
Lost.
Shouldn't have been nominated in the first place.
No.
And we were in a row of seats and Daryl.
You're a mind-up merchant's mate, is it?
Darren kept getting up and down like a blue arse fly.
You know, like, I can't hold it in. And as soon as I have 1 point or 2 points, like, it's just constant then.
He's gone for pisses.
Every half hour, like.
Gone for smokes.
Well, I didn't have a smoke.
Up and down. In the middle, someone got a special nomination, like a Lifetime Achievement Award. And as she was coming down the aisle, Darren walked past her to take a piss. Sorry, love. Sorry, but let's get by you there. Sorry.
I'm always like, wait for them moments where you can do it. Like, you can get up and go.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just like, you can't hold it.
Yeah.
And I feel real bad in them situations where, like, oh, everyone's just like looking at me being like Dublin's best celebrity gone.
Is that Dublin best celebrity keep getting up and down, going for a piss, man?
Is that Dublin best celebrity again doing that? Like, no one got up to go to piss when he was winning his award.
Dublin's,
you know, all these award ceremonies, and jeez, you swear he was the Lord Mayor of Dublin.
Someday. Any calls from the political sphere yet? No?
No.
No kingmakers?
I was talking to a fella in Coppers, and he has political connections or whatever, or did in the past.
This sounds dodgy.
And
in Coppers? Said,
in Coppers, yeah. It was just like random, having a smoke, and he's just like, stay away from all that politics and comedy and mix them both. Stay away from it.
This was your
using you.
Advice?
Like, they can't be using me if I'm not letting them. Like, I'm not in contact saying, will I post this video about Leo Varadkar now at 6 o'clock like you would with fucking a brand or something, like, you know that way?
Yeah.
It's weird. Just like I was being followed or something. They're on to me. I don't even know what a Taoiseach means, man.
Did you see Simon Harris's speech?
I seen Andy Cantwell's video.
Oh, yeah.
Class.
He's the most uncharismatic man that
let's do this
ever exist.
We can do this.
Yeah, he's like, let's take our flag back.
Yeah.
Take it back. Take it back. Take it back. I'll take that back. Take it back.
He's like,
he's just a caricature of a politician.
A leader.
He's like the Waterford Whisperers. When you watch the news, it's like an episode of the Waterford Whisperers. Like, he feels like a character. He doesn't feel real. How is this a real man? Like, he's, even when Leo was resigning and he was standing behind him, he was like, he reminds me of Randall from Recess. Jeff, I see that Randall from Recess. Doesn't he look like Randall?
In the background.
Yeah, like taking notes, like, I'm going to tell
him, teacher.
Oh.
So, Lord Mayor soon. Best celebrity today. Lord Mayor soon.
That's exciting. A lot going on.
Baby steps.
I feel like with your acceptance speech, like, what was the final line? Just Yup Finglas.
Yup Finglas.
Yeah.
That's
not a coincidence, is it?
That sounds like an intentional. That's a political
move. If ever I've seen one.
I'm a man of the people. I'm a man of Finglas.
Yup Finglas.
Yup Finglas.
Like, that's a merch.
Red hat. Just says Yup Finglas.
Yup Finglas.
Yeah.
That would sell so hard. You'd make so much money selling Yup Finglas hats.
And Bibles.
And Bibles. Yup Finglas, property of Dublin's best celebrity.
Who owns Finglas?
You.
No, like, before me. Like, I know I do now.
Before me.
Yeah.
The Brits.
They handed it over to you. Yeah.
It's on a Zoom call with them.
Just after you left the shilling, you were like, oh, fuck, we'll give Darren Finglas back.
Yeah. So, like, Jesse, best celebrity in Dublin. Might as well just... Lives there, sure. He hasn't left, so you can have it.
Ronan Keating,
yeah.
Yeah.
Shane Duffy's.
Loads of them.
Yeah.
Loads of them that are beneath me.
He's right.
Enya.
Oh.
Enya Marin.
Oh. No.
The Enya.
Enya.
Oh, yeah. Is that a she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never know, sorry. I just don't know, like, you know,
with Enya.
Yeah, but like,
have you ever seen Enya? Celtic,
I didn't
women
know who Enya. Well, I heard of Enya, but I was just, you know, yourself.
I don't think we do, but we'll.
Does Enya sing that song? Sail away,
yep.
Sail away.
And who can say whether or not.
Very similar, yeah, but very good.
Because it's the same person.
Very similar, but very good. That dentist music, dentist waiting room music.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of Auntie's house music for me.
Auntie's house music.
Yeah, if you're in your like auntie's house and it's a nice house and
they've got Pena on.
Yeah, I think so. Or that, or Only a Woman, Only a Woman. Kind of reminds me of me. Like, I don't even have an auntie's house that would play. I don't have an auntie that would play Enya. But it just reminds me of someone's auntie's house.
You have that image of that could be someone's auntie's house.
Yeah, and she has an apron on and she's cooking stew.
Yorkshire puddings.
Yeah.
Just them on their own.
Just the Yorkshire puddings.
For whatever reason. It's fucking real dry, like, but it's just happening.
Or she's making tea. She's making tea on a hob in an actual teapot that goes.
But there's a kettle there as well, like.
You could just use a kettle, yeah.
So what are you doing that for?
And instead of a cooker, she has one of them constantly hot things. What are they called? A gas.
I think it's called a hot pot.
A gas? No. You know the hobs that are just always hot. It's like a fire. I get. I thought that was outside. I didn't know what that was. Was there a fucking monkey outside? Will we take a little break for a second? Do you want a little smoke break?
Send us on the podcast.
Send it on the podcast.
Why?
It's a professional outfit now.
Is it because
I feel like I'm cheating the audience?
Like, yeah. Joe's film, and it's just it's a nice moment, isn't it? That we should tell them we're going for a smoke or a.
Yeah. I mean, they won't know. We'll be back like in 2 seconds for them.
For them, it'll just be like we're telling them, and then just immediately after, they're just like, we're back.
Yeah, and we'll be talking about something completely different.
I'd lose that. I wouldn't keep that in. They don't need to know, like, they don't care about that. You warm?
I'm freezing cold, actually.
All right, sit down there and keep your jacket on.
It's all noisy then, though, isn't it? I've so many things in me pockets. Will I show you what I have in me pockets? Eye cream. Charger.
Yeah.
€5 now that I didn't know I had.
Give that to someone later for a tip.
No way. A broken fob that doesn't work anymore.
Right.
That hasn't worked for a year. This is just one pocket. What is that? This is like something for like a cliffhanger climbing thing.
Are you going abseiling or something after this? That's a little abseiling hook.
What the fuck is that like?
Right, so you have a hammer. Is that? Let me see.
It's like a handle off a door.
Okay.
Pocket. Like a T-handle.
That looks like the coil.
Keys. Two sets of keys. And I don't know what for. Two sets of keys and I don't know what they open.
They might be off something the handle.
Something on the food truck. Something on the food truck. Another set of keys. Three sets of keys. And then all kinds. So that's one fucking pocket. All of that shit hanging around in my pocket. I sound like a fucking tambourine walking around. Seriously. Crap. Do you want to know what's in the other pocket?
This is great content, yeah.
Right. Here's what's in the other pocket. A Fulfill bar that you gave me.
I gave you.
For some reason.
Found out there was protein in it. Don't need that.
Pen.
More
50 keys. A poker chip. A fob for a gay that opens a gay.
You're like a clown car. Is there a ladder in there?
And more keys. I have 5 sets of keys in my fucking pocket. I feel like a cartoon from Boomerang in the 1920s or something.
Do you need to talk about anything?
Fuck me.
Is everything all right?
You know when people walk out when they go for a jog and they put on like a heavy, like a bulletproof vest, but it just has loads of weight on it?
Mm.
That's what I feel like this coat is.
Feels like you're just walking around doing a workout with like 50 keys in your pocket.
Mad.
Is there any reason behind that?
I don't know. I'm just like a hoarder of the pockets. My pockets I just put stuff in my pockets and never take them out.
I have keys, my bank card and smokes and a lighter. And that feels like a lot.
At least you know what you need them for. Like, obviously, they all serve a purpose. The shit that's in why do I have a poker chip in my pocket?
Do you just, like, leave the gaff in the morning and just say, I'll just bring that poker chip. Or I'll bring this fucking random handle.
I don't load up my pockets before I leave. They're already...
No, but you know when you load up your pockets, like, with the bits, like, a card and...
I don't do that in the house, though. It's outside the house, so I obviously accumulate all this stuff. And then don't just empty me pockets. That's the problem.
Tell you, them Padraig Harrington jackets have some depth in the pockets anyway. Big shout out to him.
Deep pockets, Padraig Harrington. In more ways than one.
Wonder how many golf balls he fits in his pockets.
Just needs the one. He's so good.
I just can't get my head around that handle. That's the most bizarre thing to carry around with you.
A handle.
Just a
off
handle.
Off a door.
Off a door, yeah. Like an old handle. Not like a modern handle. It looks like a coil.
Yeah, it makes no sense. How are you anyway? How are you keeping?
Yeah, grand. I'm grand. My pockets are grand.
Do you have any news? You're going to Bleeding. The Omen 1 tonight?
The Forced Omen, it's called, yeah.
Oh, is that what it's called? It's called The Forced Omen.
I think it is it?
I thought you were saying that you're going to, like, The Forced Omen, like they're showing the screening of The Forced Omen.
Damien, this is for you.
That one, yeah, that's the one from the 70s.
That was the original, but this is like a prequel.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know how they go.
I know.
Wonder what film we can butcher next.
What other brilliant franchise can we destroy? And you're getting really nervous going though, aren't you? Because you have a few dots on your top.
I had a bit of slurpee earlier with you.
You had a bit of ramen and a couple of splashes went on this top.
And I feel like I'm going to be... Yeah, it's very noticeable now. Like, that hasn't dried in.
You're incredibly self-conscious.
That's fine, is it?
You wouldn't even notice that. You wouldn't even notice that.
Imagine I got there.
You will.
Right. Imagine when I get there. You will. Right, when I'm there... You are. Yeah. Am I? But someone just like forced thing. Forced Omen. What's that on your top?
Get him out. Kick him out. A few dribbles on his top. Get out of here. You
were going to be in the Star, man. You were going to be in the entertainment section on the Star. Not now with that shite on your top.
You're going to lose so much. That your probably, respect. They're going to say.
I'll probably get unverified.
Is that Dublin's best celebrity over there? Like a pie ball. The state of him. Does he not have any clean tops coming to a premiere like that?
And I'll say, I'm Dublin's best. I'm the best in Dublin. So I'll do what I want. It's in the Lighthouse.
Oh, is it?
Nice little spot that, isn't it?
I love the Lighthouse, yeah.
That's a real cinema.
That's an old cinema.
That's like the Savoy, you know, like a real cinema. Massive shout out to Lighthouse.
Yeah, respect.
Respect, Lighthouse. Thanks for that. Best in Dublin. Thanks.
Tell me this and tell me no more. How many Easter eggs did you get for Easter, you big man child?
You mean how many Kinder ones did I get?
Oh.
No, I didn't get any Kinder ones. I actually got three. Amy's ma works in Butlers.
Does she?
She works in Butlers, yeah.
In the factory?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
And she gets like lots of chocolates and shit. Sometimes just hand us a bag of chocolates. But I give them to Phyllis, my nanny. She gets them for Phyllis, actually. And I take one or two of the nice little white ones with the almond. I take all of them.
Yeah.
Because they're nice. And I give them to Phyllis and she does be delighted. A sweet an hour.
Not for little children.
Little Wardour original.
So you haven't... How many Easter eggs?
Yeah, so she got... Yeah, her ma got us a Butler's Easter egg.
Mm-hmm.
Amy got us a lint one. And then a nanny.
A bunny?
I got a bunny as well.
Did you get a bunny?
Yeah, they're lovely. They're little cuties. So I got a bunny, I got a lint Easter egg, and then I got an era one off our granny as well. Our granny, she doesn't like being called a granny. And her nanny.
Is that better?
I think, nanny's better than granny. Granny's really like, your little granny.
Yeah, it's real old.
Isn't it? But if you're like, your little nanny, it's like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, because a nanny could just be someone that takes care of kids.
Yeah.
But a granny is like, you're an old woman.
Yeah. So I got three. Do you get many?
I didn't get any. I got zero.
I don't ask for eggs.
I feel like if you got a lint bunny, Bewley's egg...
Butlers.
The era one is just like, what the fuck is this shit?
It was a toss up between that and a lion one.
We left it too late for the kids. I feel like a bad parent.
Didn't get them an Easter egg.
Didn't get them an Easter egg. We went, when was Easter? Easter was Sunday, obviously. Saturday, we were out with the kids and then we came back and then Maura went out that evening to pick up the Easter eggs from the shop or something. They were gone. There was no Easter eggs left. So instead of Easter eggs, like, we just picked up egg shaped stuff. Like, there's like.
Like hard eggs?
There was Kinder Surprises. We got some Kinder Surprises. Like small bags of mini eggs. Other egg-shaped stuff. Like there's a dinosaur egg with toys in it. And then she just...
That's pretty good though to get that.
She just felt bad. We both felt bad, but she felt bad. She was the one out buying them. She just felt bad, so we just got them loads of toys. So now I think the kids are going to think that...
Easter is all about getting toys.
Yeah. In a way, it's probably better though. I mean, they're supposed to be just getting
a chocolate egg, like.
Yeah.
And it is always better as a kid to get toys, and they're probably like buzzing with that. But you've set the bar now.
I felt bad, but I think it's probably a good thing. Like, get a couple of small chocolates, a few packets of crisps, like a basket full of treats. I feel like that's a good thing instead of eggs.
You went to Smith's the whole lot, did you?
No, Tesco, you know, they have toys in Tesco,
Deals.
Magazines.
Deals. And 150, a little figure. The incredible fella. Instead of the Hulk.
The incredible bulk.
Orn fella.
So you got more Easter eggs
than your kids.
Than my kids.
They can have one of mine if they want.
Did you not eat them?
Oh yeah, horse. I didn't even get her an egg.
Did you not?
She didn't want one. I didn't ask for an egg either. She's like, gotcha an egg. Fair.
Nice. So her ma got you an egg, she got you an egg, and her nanny.
Yeah. And I haven't seen me ma yet. She probably got us a few toys.
Okay. In a basket.
In a basket.
A few Kinder surprises. And did you do mass? Did you go to mass?
I didn't.
Did you not?
I'm not a practicer of mass, I have to say.
I'm not a practicer. I love that. It's like, I'm not a practicing Christian. Like, people practice it at home. Like, okay, right, this is how you genuflect.
They practice how they're going to take the holy bread. Left hand out, right hand over.
Oh, is it?
Left hand. Is it? I'll just pull it in my mouth. Will you stick it?
Stick it on the tongue. I went to church and it's all very COVID friendly and stuff. And they have like hand sanitizer on, because, you know, for cleaning their hands before they give out the holy bread.
The holy bread and the wine for the lucky ones.
The wine is for the VIPs that are on stage, like, you know, the ones giving it out. But they have the hand sanitizer on a high table and they have it draped with a lovely cloth and they have a spotlight over it, like the hand sanitizer is something special.
Given from like Christ.
Yeah. Like it's some sort of
an offering.
Oh, it's blade mad. It's like,
that's incorporated now, is it?
Yeah, it's all part of the act.
So it's like the act. So it's wine, holy bread, and sanitizer.
Yeah.
Nice.
And you don't shake hands anymore. You know, peace be with you.
It's fisty.
It's just a look on. Hmm?
You can't do that.
All right. Can't shake hands anymore.
Can you shake hands in general? I've been shaking hands.
I don't know.
I think, is that gone out the window? Are you allowed to shake? If someone puts a hand out, shake the hand, that's fine.
How often are you shaking hands?
Every chance I can get.
You're going around town shaking hands?
Yeah.
Do you shake hands with the taxi driver?
Yeah, to shake. I put my hand through the two chairs in the front and from the back, like, and I just go, thanks for that, Roy. Put it there, son. Some grip, man. That's some grip you have there.
I'm not a practicing Christian. The fuck?
Is that not a thing, practice?
Yeah, it is. I just think it's a funny way of wording it.
When the priest says something and then you have the response.
Yeah.
I always, like, used to just go look around and you just hear people actually saying it, like, I just go and just like mumbled something,
yeah,
just to look like I'm saying it.
There should be like a little how to do mass for dummies. There should be a mass for dummies. Irish mass for dummies.
I'm sure that's a book.
Should, well, if it is, then I want to buy it, because I haven't a clue how it's done anymore. I'm saying peace be with you. But it's not that anymore.
What is it?
And also with your spirit.
Is it?
I'm like a dope saying, and with you, while everyone's saying, and also with your spirit. And I'm like, and with you, also, and with also your spirit, you.
Peace be with you. Sound, yeah?
Nice one, mate.
Why are they changing it?
Keeping up with the times, aren't they? The Pope is sick. You missed like Good Friday Mass, which is a big day for Christians, because that's when Jesus died.
On Easter? Sunday?
No, that's when he rose.
Okay. When did he die?
Good Friday.
That was a bad Friday.
Very bad Friday. So he usually says a homily and he was unwell. Obviously it's the Vatican or it's in Rome and stuff. And they had a setup in front of the Colosseum. And you should see a video of this. They had like a 40-foot cross with candles all over it. It's like a blatant concert, like a festival. And like the main act doesn't show up. You're like, oh, for fuck's sake. Came all the way. I got tickets to come to Rome. Couldn't even see the blatant main man.
It's like going to see Westlife without Brian McFadden.
It's just not the same, is it?
It's not the same. Never was after that.
The Pope is like Brian McFadden. He's only a little bollocks.
I'm a messer. You I'm know, a little messer, I am. Be always messing. Do.
Well, that was great, wasn't it?
I enjoyed that thoroughly.
Indeed. Sorry, I'm just looking at the...
Looking at the clock, waiting for me life to end.
Just looking at the temperature on that. 18 degrees, doesn't feel like it.
Do you think you get distracted easily?
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
I love it. Hello.
That's it for another episode of the Stala podcast. Thank you very much for listening. And if you're coming to the live show on Vicar Street, we'll see you there. We're looking forward to it. Hope you are too. And we'll talk to you next week.
Peace, my brothers and sisters.
Okay, what's that? MLK or something? No. Just Darren Conway, DC.
Look at the handle's very long on that door, isn't it?
Very distracted. Talk to you later.
See you later.